Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present London Falling by Chanel Cleeton. Performed by Stacey Gonzalez and Johar Benayed.
One. Maggie. I wasn't looking for Samir. At least that's what I told myself. I shouldn't be looking for Samir.
We spend most of the summer in Saint-Tropez. You should have seen the guys. There was this one guy.
Fleur took a sip of her soda, her brown eyes sparkling. She wiggled her eyebrows suggestively.
He was so fine. You would have died.
I flashed her an easy smile, my gaze glued to the door behind her.
Classes started tomorrow. Where the hell was he?
I was the U.S.?
I tore my gaze away from the cafeteria door like a kid caught with her hand in the cookie jar, which I pretty much was, come to think of it. It was fine. Boring, frustrating, agonizing. I turned my head to the side. The entrance was just barely visible out of the corner of my eye. Come on. Three more students walked in, laughing and talking about their summer break. My heart sank.
Are you listening?
Fleur's voice was impatient, two shades away from pissed off as she nudged my plate.
You seem like you're somewhere else.
I heard you, I lied with ease, turning my body toward the open doorway and glancing at the clock against the wall. The dining hall closed in 15 minutes. If he was going to make our first family dinner back at school, time was running out. I shouldn't have cared. I should have known better than this. I shouldn't have been sitting here waiting, my stomach in knots, my nerves frayed. I'd already made it through 4 months with only 2 one-line texts from him. What was another day? Everything. I tore my attention from the empty doorway, the gaping hole taunting me. Is anyone else joining us? I asked Fleur, my voice deceptively casual. I couldn't say his name, but I was desperate to hear it. He was a secret I both wanted to keep and needed to spill. I'd spent the whole summer in South Carolina talking about him to my friends back home, until even my best friend Joe was sick of hearing about my boy woes. Sadly, that was saying a lot.
No idea where Maya is. She's been MIA practically all summer. I think her parents' divorce is hitting her hard. Michael said something about the two of them going out to dinner with other friends.
Maya split her vacation time between her home in Nigeria and her family's flat in London, where her father worked for the Nigerian embassy. Last year, she'd discovered he was cheating on her mother, and apparently over the summer, he'd asked for a divorce. Maya was spending most of her time with her mom and not speaking to her dad. She seemed to be handling it pretty well, all things considered, but still, Maya's priority right now was her family. I waited for Fleur to continue, to say the one name that had been flooding my head all summer long. But in classic Fleur fashion, it appeared she was going to make me work for it. And Samir? I kept my gaze trained on my plate, memorizing the China's webbed pattern, hoping she hadn't heard the hitch in my voice. Fleur shrugged in that wonderfully French way that reminded me of him. A wave of nostalgia crashed over me. It had been 4 months after all.
No idea. You know how Samir is. You can't exactly predict what he's going to do next.
No kidding. Not being able to predict Samir's moves was exactly what got me into this mess in the first place. Not that I regretted our one night together. I just wished to hell he'd given me more to go on than a text the morning after, followed by a cryptic one in July. Even worse, there hadn't even been a chance for me to casually interact with him online. Trust me to hook up with the one guy who seemed allergic to social media.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?